All right, we're in Parak Chav Zayin Hilchos Kelim. And in this parak, the Rambam, I wouldn't call it all Chazara, but a lot of the things that he's talked about in broader sense, he specifies now, and specifically going through different kinds of Kelim, and in each specific kind, whether Tumah applies to them or not. And amazingly so, almost all of these types of Kelim have three examples, or three categories. So we'll start with the person. Lachala. Shlosh Tevo Sein. So the three types of chess. Teva shenifchasa metzida tmei medrus. So a chest that's broken from its side, that can get tama from a zav. Milmala, if it's broken from top, tama tmeya tame mace, it gets tame from a dead body. Vehaba b'mida tahora miklum. But if it's very, very large, then it is considered tahor, always. Lachabei shlosh arivo sein. So three types of troughs that you use for, let's say, for instance, kneading dough. Ariva mishne lugim atisha kaben shenistaka tmeya medrus. So a trough that is from 2 lug up to 9 kaben. That breaks, that cracks, gets tumah from a zav. Shlema tmea tamemes. If it is intact and functions normally, then it gets tumah from a dead body. Va'abav amida tahor miklum. And if it's very, very large, again, it is tahor from everything. Gimel shlosha galosein. There are three types of wagons. Asuya kikatedra tmea medris. So that's if it's made like a chair, then it gets tumah from a zav. Kamita tmea tamemes. If the wagon's made like a bed, then it is susceptible to tumah from a dead body. Bishalavanim tahor miklum. But if it's made to transport large stones, then it is tahor from everything. Halacha dalad shlosha trisin heim. There are three types of shields. First one, trisa kafav tamei medrus. So a shield that's bent over, that gets tamei from a zav. Ugashim meshachim bo bekimapon tamei tamei meis. So if it's one that's used for games, then it gets tumah from a dead body. Viditza tsarvayim tahor miklum. And that is the shield that Arab kids play with is tahor from everything. Why the fishi asuya litzura bilvad? Because only there to made to look like a shield. Vena mimashme adam, excuse me, mi mishamshe adam. That's not really for normal usage, like functionally. V'chol klishin mimashme adam and makabatam v'chol liker. So any shield that's basically not made for normal function will not, or any kli actually will not contract tuma. Because they're not being used for its essential purpose. So three types of wrappers that are made out of hides. So if it's used for a book, it gets tame from a zav. If you eat on it, what do you call it? I'm sorry. Means one used by people who are bloodletters. Okay, that gets tame from a zav. And that which you eat upon, this type of leather wrapper type thing that you eat upon, you can attract tumah from a dead body. The one that you spread out olives on, that's tahar. Because it's not considered something that directly, it's not its normal function to directly benefit the person. So there are three types of bases or foundations. So the bed that's the one that's placed, what they call before bed, or before the area that sofrim use to write stuff, it gets tamei from a zav. Shol shulchan, if it's one for a table, tamei tamei meis, it gets tamei from a dead body. V'shal migdal, if it's for a closet, tahor miklum. V'shu mixas migdal v'tzurasim u'kalkas alav, because it's considered part of the closet, and we see that from its shape. Halacha zayin, shlosh mitos hein, so three types of beds. Ha'asu l'shchiva tamei medrash, so a bed that's made to lie upon gets tamei from a zav. V'shal zigagim, shenosim ba kli zechukis, tamei tamei meis. So if it's a, what do you call it, a bed that people who make glass put the glass things they make on, then it gets tame from a dead body. This is what weavers use, and this is, let's say they rest their cloth upon it. That's tahor miklum l'fishenim shanshi adam, because, again, its purpose isn't directly for the benefit of man. So there are three types of baskets. Shel zeval tmea medrash, so one that's used for fertilizer is tame from a zav. Shall taven tamatam ace, one that's used for straw, contracts tumor from dead body. The puchlats shall gamalim tar miklum. So that's some type of basket thing that's used by camels. It's tar. Visha chavam shalo kashim biyoser v'avim, because the ropes are very thick and strong and coarse. The ainer roy lekabel taven, and therefore it can't, this basket type thing won't hold straw. Uchi yotzabo. But then says shenal taras kli ala chavam v'avim, and therefore it's not considered a kli, rather it's just considered a collection of ropes. So there are three types of mats. So a mat that's made for sitting upon gets tame from a zav. the Sheltzvam Shemanichabos Akilim. So the one the people who dye clothing, when they put the dye and they rest it on this mat, that gets tame from a dead body, tame mace. The Shelgiso Shinosan love on them. So those that are used for vats that you put grapes upon, Mukhafimbo, and you cover them and using them as covers for them, then it's Tar Miklum Lafishanim Shanshi Adam. Again, it's not Shimush Adam. So the three types of pouch of leather pouches and three types of also similar leather pouches or satchels. I'm a kabbalan kashir, tmei measures. So anyone that can hold the minimum amount is considered against tamei from a zav. So what is the minimum amount? Achimas arba kav and betur mil chamisha. So the pouch is 4 kav and the satchel is 5. V'sheinim a kabbalan kashir, tmei tamei mace. And if it's not able to contain this specific amount, it gets tamei from a dead body. V'shal oros a dog tar miklum. But if it's made out of the skin of a fish, it's tar from everything. There are three types of hides. Also the shtiach tamei medras. So one that's made to serve as a rug gets tamei from a zav. Also the tachrich kelim, that which is made to wrap over kelim, tamei mace, gets tuma from a dead body. The shara'utz, the shoritzus, v'shal sandalin, when it's used for straps or for sandals, tar miklum. The vishenel atzuras kli, because it no longer looks like a kli. Lachir beis, shloshas dinin hain. There are three types of sheets. Also the shchiva tamei medras. So that a sheet that's made to lie upon gets tamei from a zav. The also the parocha is tamei tamei mace. That's made for a curtain, gets tuma from a dead body. Vishal tsuros she'osin oso kadesh islam b'menu harokim. So when you take a sheet and you use the form of it to teach someone how to basically sew, then it's tar miklum l'fishenim b'sham she'adam. Again, like this general principle, it's not for the direct benefit of man. L'chir gimel shalosh mitpachosin. So the three types of, what it called? Now here he means types of overall clothing. Shal yadayim tamei medras. So there's a napkin. So mitpachos usually means that. If it's a napkin, it gets tamei from a zav. The shel svarim tamei tamei mace. If it's used for scrolls, it gets tuma from a dead body. The shel tachricha mace, the shel nivali b'nei Levi, when it's used to wrap a dead body or for the harps that are used by Leviim. Tahar miklum lefisha enu misham she'adam. Again, because it's not for direct benefit of man. Lach yadal or ha'asli kmo yad shemachnisim bo yad ve'etzbos mipnei atzina chiyotzbehen. So a leather garment that's made that looks like a hand, that the fingers can be put into because of the cold, which is hua nikra parklinen, which really means a glove, right? So it's saying a leather that's made into a glove, with shlosha parklinen hain, the three types of gloves. Sheltz yadei chayev of tamei medras or a nishanala. So one that's used by people who go ahead and capture animals. So that gets tuma from a zav because the person trapping the animals rests his hands on it. So if I use it to catch grasshoppers, it contracts from a dead body because the grasshoppers are placed inside the glove. Now, what about the ones that are used by people who harvest fruits? It's not considered, it doesn't contract tuma at all. So there are three types of caps worn over the head, like hairnets. Shall yalda tamei medras. So if it's one worn by young girls, it gets tamei from a zav. Vishal zakena tamei tamei mace. If it's used by an older woman, it gets tamei from a dead body. Vishaosin lesachik bo lishose shechar. It's if it's one that's used to entertain people who drink, tahor miklum lefish en misham she'adam. So again, it's not considered from misham she'adam. Lakata zayim. Shlosha sandalin hain. So there are three types of sandals. Shall adam tamei medras. So if it's one worn by people, it gets tamei from a zav. It gets tamei from a zav. Shematachal shabahima tamei tamei mace. If it's metal shoes that are used for animals, it gets tamei from a dead body. Shel shah mishal tzvira tahar miklum. If it's made out of cork or made out of reeds, it's tahar. Kol shadavar. This is the general principle. Kol kli she'enaroy in the meshkav or the merkav. So any kli that normally isn't lied upon or wrote upon or shahu ro'oi below nasa lakach, or rather it could be, for instance, lied upon, but wasn't made for that, elam lacha cheres, rather for something else, sari utar min amedrus. That is tar from getting tumah from a zav. Nasa malacha cheres, mishamashim esa yeshiva. But let's say it was made for a different action, but what's used with it is, it's also used for sitting. You can go on a talis, the haradid. So for instance, like a cloak, that gets tumah from a zav. Kol mistama amedrus, mistama bemeis. So anytime, anything that contract tumah from a zav, contract someone from a dead body, v'yesh mitumas b'meis, mistam b'meis, v'ena mistam medras. But there are cases where something can contract someone from a dead body, but not from a zav. V'chol mistam b'meis, mistam b'shra'avos tumas. If something contracts someone from a dead body, it will contract someone from other primary sources of tumah, b'en avos shel Torah, b'en shel Devarim, whether it is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, and certainly contracts tumma when it comes to drinks. Halacha yud zayin shlosh kuposim. There are three types of baskets. Mehuha shetla al habriya hokan achar habriya. So let's say one is really old and worn out, and let's say you patch it. Okay. And then the one that's worn out, you sort of attach to one that isn't. Okay, you go based on the one that is in better shape. Katana ala gadola, if it's a small one that's patched onto a larger one, holka ala gadola, you go by the bigger one. Hayushabos holkan acharneva, says they're equal in size, you go by the inner one. Ketzad, holkan, so ketzad holkan acharea, so what does it mean we go, whatever its status is, we go by? Shim nikva, but mostly rimon, shtey antaros. For instance, let's say it's perforated so that there's a hole in it so that a pomegranate can go through both. They become tahor as a result. Fine lacha yud ches. Shlosha pinkasosim. So there are three types of tablets. Ha'afifirin shemanicha lava svarim tamimedris. So the one, a tablet you put books upon, gets tamim from a zav. V'sheishbo based kibul shava, a writing tablet that has in it a place to store things, like wax. Tamei tamimes, contracts tamim from a dead body. Chalka tahara muklum. Those that are flat are considered tahara. V'sheinu letzoros kli, v'inu roi the medris. It doesn't look like a kli, and therefore it doesn't get tamim from a zav. Because he's not able to sit on it. That is Parak Chav Zayin, and we'll finish the final Parak, which is Chav Ches, next time.